This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. It's really a great delight to share 4 minutes or so with you today. Hope it's the sort of start that you need to today. Thinking today about the idea of how to be up when you're down. And I'm talking about that awful feeling of depression. So what do we mean when we say, I feel depressed? Now, some of the causes of depression are the things like indecision, when you can't make up your mind. This is sort of a built-in depressant that'll destroy your own peace of mind. And also that feeling of being trapped. Have you ever felt that way, that you feel trapped, that you don't quite know what to do, and you're sort of wanting some help? And often what we end up doing is postponing decisions because you're afraid to say no, or you're afraid of saying yes, or afraid of hurting somebody else. So we have these complex matters. So what we're better off by doing, by putting off our energies to live with the consequences of our decision rather than avoiding the decisions themselves. So we're in that no man's land, that area of indecision. Another area that actually often is seen is anger. People talk about depression as frozen rage or unresolved, repressed or improperly expressed anger. And that often can actually turn inwards, as they say, and actually cause depression. I heard about a psychologist who was seeing a lady, and there was just enormous anger in the counselling session that when she got up, she actually broke a leg getting out of the chair in the doctor's office. So that sort of thing becomes evident, doesn't it? The anger that so many people have. What about the feeling of injustice? We feel that there have been so many hurts, not only in our own life, but hurts in the world. And this could get us down. We look at things, we watch the news, or we read about things that happen that are so unjust. Now, of course, there are unjust things happening. But I wonder if we could think about the fact that God is in control of the world. And that's true. God made the world, and he is in charge. He loves the world. And so he always has the world in control, even though it seems at times out of control. So that can get us down. There's also that sense of powerlessness that no matter what I do, for example, it won't make any difference. You know, this crippling feeling that I can't do anything. Now, of course, that in fact can drive a person into depression. Often another form of depression sees when there's grief, and this is a very hard one, isn't it? When we lose someone in death, a husband, a wife, or even a child, or someone we know. Of course, grief is that process that we go through after any form of loss. So grief is something that we will face one day, sooner or later. So a question that might be on your mind is, what can you do about depression? How can you be up when you're down? Well, of course, one honest thing to do is to own the feeling, own the emotion. It belongs to us. If you're depressed, you are depressed. You own that. You accept that. And so it's your choice to keep it or to do something about it. Try and identify why it is that you feel that way. Is it because of indecision, anger? Do you feel powerless to do anything? Or is there guilt in your own life? Maybe God is trying to say something to you. It could be a bit of all those things. There's also something we talk about today, and that's self-speak. When what you're trying to say to yourself, is that bringing you down? Now, I'm looking, for example, at Romans 12, verse 3 from the Bible. There's a great verse here. And this is the Apostle Paul who says in Romans 12, verse 3, "And because of God's gracious gift to me, he said, I say to every one of you, don't think of yourself more highly than you should. Instead, be modest in your thinking and judge yourself according to the amount of faith that God has given you." So what that means is have a sober self-judgment of yourself. In other words, look at yourself realistically. Heavenly Father, thank you that amidst the times when we're down, we can feel up because of our faith in you. Give us courage to hang on in those dark times, I pray, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.